Let me introduce the final speaker, Ms. Christina Cook. She is an MSN, RN, APHN, BC, and also PhD candidate at the University of Florida College of Nursing. Her research focuses on community-based participatory research, public health nursing, health services research, and health disparity, with an emphasis on persons with HIV. She serves as a chair of the local Ryan White Consortium and area representative for the Florida HIV Prevention Planning Group. She hopes to defend her dissertation spring 2013 and secure a tenure track position. Krista.
So thank you for coming. So the title of my talk is How a Public Health Nursing Model Assists Women Receiving TANF Benefits to Access Primary Medical Care. I want to thank my co-authors, Dr. Allison Hall and Dr. Sean Knight, who have mentored me through this process, and we have no relationships to disclose. Before I get started with my particular research question, I wanted to give you a little bit of background about TANF and welfare transition programs. And we're going to kind of shift gear from staffing and ratios and look at an area where we may be increasing demand. But backing up, so TANF programs and welfare transition programs provide limited financial assistance to welfare recipients. And previous research has shown that the women in these programs have higher rates of health-related problems. However, previous research has also shown that these programs don't adequately screen for chronic health conditions, they don't assist clients to access care, nor do they provide referrals for health-related problems. Primary study was CBPR to reduce health disparities among women through TANF. It was an NIH-NINR-R01 randomized trial with the goal of decreasing disparities among women with chronic health conditions in the welfare population. There were two aims in which they, first of all, redesigned a health screening tool utilized by a welfare transition program, and then they tested the efficacy of a public health nursing case management intervention. And as the references, if you want more information on this, I don't want to spend too much time. To be eligible for the primary study, the women needed to be enrolled in TANF between 18 and 60 years of age. They needed to have at least one chronic health condition, not yet employed, not receiving Social Security, disability income, able to speak English, and able to access care. Women who were pregnant were excluded. There was a chance that they may have been receiving some other type of case management intervention, such as Healthy Start. It was a convenience sample between, I think, 2007 and 2009 of a urban welfare transition program and a rural welfare transition program in North Central Florida. And there were 432 women randomized in the primary study. A little bit about the intervention. It was called the Welfare Participant-Centered Health Program. It was delivered by a public health registered nurse. And in this intervention, chronic health conditions were addressed through screening and identification and referral. There were training sessions related to education and skills in using and navigating Medicaid. And the nurse provided a continuous case management throughout the duration of the participants' enrollment in the study. The control group was a research assistant who was a former TANF participant. This person provided continuity. The same research assistant met with each participant at each of the data time points. And at the conclusion of study participation, the control group was also offered the opportunity to meet with a public health nurse. So now we come to my questions. I, in my research, am looking at, for my dissertation research, I'm looking at questions about access and how we can provide access to care. My population is HIV. So for this, I wanted to work with my mentor and find out if a public health nursing intervention could assist women to find a primary care provider. And the second question I wanted to look at was, does this intervention help increase satisfaction among the women in TANF, with satisfaction being an indicator of quality of care? This was a secondary data analysis. The predictor was whether they were in the public health nursing intervention group. The dependent variables were identification of a source of primary care and satisfaction with a primary care provider. Once again, data was collected at baseline 3, 6, and 9 months. To develop the outcome measures, there was a single item on the survey that asked, where do you get your health care? And participants were allowed to choose from a list or fill in a blank or choose none. If they chose a place, we identified them as having a positive source of health care. Satisfaction was measured on a five-point Likert scale, with one being extremely, mostly satisfied, and one being not at all. For our analysis, it was a descriptive analysis. We did chi-squares to look at the initial differences between groups and logistic regression to look at the variables of interest in the outcome. Describe the sample a little bit, about 50-50 in the intervention and control group. Slightly more of the participants were non-white. Most were not Hispanic. Education levels were divided pretty much equally, with about a third having less than a 12th grade education, a little over a third having some college, with the rest of them having a high school degree. Age levels, once again, a little over a third, 18 to 25, and then the 26 to 33, and then about another third in the 34 or older age group. And what's interesting is all of the women in the study had chronic health conditions, and a little over half had at least two, and 43% had three or more chronic health conditions. So the first thing we looked at was a source of care, and I'll orient you to the slide a little bit. Along the left-hand side is the percent of women that identified a place of care. The orange line is the intervention group. The blue line is the control group. And along the bottom are the time points of baseline 3, 6, 9. And the little stars were the time points where we found a statistical significantly difference between the groups. And so both groups started out about the same, with a little over 60% being able to identify a source of care. And both groups improved. However, the intervention group improved just a little bit more. So we put some variables in a logistic regression model. We thought about some of the things to put in the model: age, race, ethnicity, education, the number of chronic health conditions, did they have a source of care already when they entered the study, and the intervention. I'm on this slide, I'm only going to show the ones where we found a statistically significant outcome. And so these are the odds ratios. Obviously, for having a source of health care at baseline was very much a predictor, with women being from 8 to 17 times more likely to have the outcome of interest at the end of the study if they had it at the beginning. However, controlling for this, the public health nursing intervention, the women were 3 to 4 times more likely to be able to identify a source of health care, and those were statistically significant at 3 and 9 months. So now I want to move to satisfaction. And I broke the slide up into two different slides, and I'm going to look at the control group first. And once again, along the left, the percent of women, the orange line is extremely, pardon the typo, the blue line is somewhat, and the gray line is not at all. And you can see in the control group there was a slight increase, but not a big difference. So what do you guys think is going to happen for the intervention group? Not much different. There's a a little bit of an increase with the intervention group, and then as far as the not at all, the bottom, the gray line, in the intervention group, the percent of women who were not at all satisfied decreased a little bit. We put the same variables into the logistic model for this. We did not find statistical significance with the intervention group. However, what was interesting was if they had a source of care at that time point, they were 2 to 3 times more likely to be satisfied. If the women were older, as compared to the younger group, early on they were 2 times more likely to be satisfied. And if they had more chronic health conditions, they were about half as likely to be satisfied. So what did we find? We found that a public health nursing intervention was helpful in finding a source of care for women in the TANF program, but we're not really sure if it impacted satisfaction with care. There were control group successes. These may have been accounted for through study participation or the CBPR design itself. And I think we need to look a little bit more at satisfaction. And why having a source of care and the number of chronic health conditions may impact someone's satisfaction. Limitations. I learned a lot in this process. Secondary data analyses are not easy. With missing data and attrition, it diminished the sample size over time. With, I think about at the end of the study for the variables that I was interested in, there was only about 2/3 of the sample remaining by the 9-month time point. And people who dropped out may have somehow looked different in terms of satisfaction or finding care. But why should we look at this? And as we think about access to care and finding a source to care and the changes in our healthcare right now with a focus on medical home models, the concepts central to medical home models are very similar to the concepts in public health nursing case management. And these are the same kind of things that were incorporated in the study: communication, coordination, advocacy. And I think as we explore the medical home models and the role of the nurse, we should do more research to find out how the nurse can be involved in these in our future months. And that's all. Any questions?